So today I'd like to discuss, carry on where we started last time, in Yonle Muksa. Obviously, as we mentioned last time, a very large sugya, and obviously we can't do everything here. But just to get maybe a bit of clarity in a couple of sugyas, at least an overview in the Inyan of Muksa. So I'm going to go over what we discussed last time, a bit of a chazora, add a little bit within the, and then add the go chop weiter as well. I'm going to do three things today. I'm going to discuss, first of all, we mentioned last time that there's two sugyas. There could be two dinim in Hilchos Muksa, two types of Muksa. Second thing I want to discuss today and go over is, what is the geder of the heter of Sof Mekoimo? We know that Kli Shemnacht El Issa has the heter of Sof Mekoimo. How far reaching is that heter? And the third thing, which is the new thing for today, the Chop Vita, is this heter, so Gufo So Mekoimo, applicable by all Kli Shemnacht El Issa? So let's start with the first Inyan. We mentioned last time, there's a famous grant in Yeredei Reish Samavu. There, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a case we have Mila Bismanu, which we know Mila Bismanu is Doka Shabbos. So you can do the Mila. And who are then you can do do Muksa, which means to say the Islal, the knife of the Moil, is something which is called Muksa Machmas Chason Kis, because the knife is something due to its sensitivity, to its fragility. Therefore, a person is careful, a model is not going to lend out his knife to other people to cut their meat, because he doesn't want the edge to get blunt. I mean, he's very careful about the usage of this. He will only use it for Mila. So therefore, it's Muksa Machmas Chason Kis, which is also on Shabbos. Now, he's coming to do the Mila, because it's Mutsa to do the Mila. We're talking about, again, the Mila Bismanoi. And now, the Mila is finished. Madinoi. What does he do with this Mila knife? So he said last time, the Darchi Moshe says, just like we find that, more like this. The way the Gra understands is like this. The Mariel says, if we find that Klish Melachtoi, the Darchi Moshe, if we find that Klish Melachtoi Le'issa is Mutter, since you started Beheta, since you're allowed to do the Mila on Shabbos because it's Doiche Shabbos, since I started Beheta, so you can finish off. So therefore, I picked up the Ismul, I picked up the Mila knife. Since I did it Beheta, I can carry on after I finish the Mila, I can then put it away in the cupboard or put it away wherever the Moyo wants to put it. That's what the Darchi Moshe says. Comes again the Gra, and he says, doesn't work that way. Yes, it's true, says the Gra, when it comes to Kli Shemnacht El Issa. When it comes to Kli Shemnacht El Issa, classic case, we know the case in the Mishnah is a hammer, something which it's Ikke Shemush is for Issa. Let's say it's Ikke Shemish is for Meleches Issa. For example, a hammer, which is either you do boina with it, or you do Machab Patish, which is Malochas. Therefore, that's a Kli Shemnacht El Issa. Yeah, the Heta is so good for Issa Mekoimo. If you want to use the Kli for Meleches Heta, or if you need the place, wherever it is. Now, if I picked up, let's say the hammer's on the sofa, and I want to sit down there, so you can take off the hammer. So Mekoimo. Once I picked it up, can I now move it wherever I'd like to? Yeah, as long as the initial, originally you picked up the Kli Shemnacht El Issa, Beheta, so here I picked up the hammer, Beheta, I can then take it off and put it away in my toolbox I really wanted to. So once you picked up the Beheta, we see you can carry on afterwards. So the Chori said the same thing, the Isma I picked up Beheta, because I'm a Moyo, I'm allowed to do the Mila on Shabbos, therefore I can take it and put it away. Says the Gra, ain't a doima, you can't compare. Gra says, Kli Shemnacht El Issa is a muksa. Which means, Kli Shemnacht El Issa is not something which is muksa, but something which is muksa. For example, an oven, you have to drop straight away. Let's be mazbe that. You have certain things in muksa, which the thing about smusa, the thing itself, is something which is not shach the shemesh on Shabbos. It has no shemesh. A stone is a perfect example. You can have the pashas of a stone. Has no usage whatsoever. Muksa Machmas Chason Kis is something which has no usage on Shabbos. The regular, let's think of an expensive camera, let's say, which you're very careful about someone touching it. You have no usage of this thing on Shabbos. Therefore, it's Muksa. Think about it. Muksa has no shaykhus to Shabbos. A person's Muksa his das from it. So think, the thing itself is Muksa. That's one parasha. Then you have other things, says the Gemara, which are klishmaf de l'issa, which we spoke out that before in the Gemara Azoi, that there's something called Gezeiras Kelim, which Hananiah was, the Novi was Gozer on, that things which are kli, which are shaykh, you can have other usages of that kli, but the ikkah usage of that kli, for example, a hammer, is for Issa, that they would Gozer on. The thing about Tzmusoi is shaykh to usage on Shabbos. Why not? You could use it to open nuts. But since its ikkah usage is for Menachas Issa, so it has an Issa tilt on, which means you're not allowed to move it, Mechaman itself, which means you can't move it for the sake of itself, from the sun to the shade, from the shade to the sun, basically, or to stop it getting stolen. Therefore, a klishmat al Issa has an Issa tiltal. The thing about Tzmusa is shaykh to Shabbos, not like an Evan. Evan has no usage on Shabbos. Klishmat al Issa has usage on Shabbos, but there's an Issa tiltal because of Gezeiras Kelim, which is saying anything which is the surah, the kli, for the kli, so you don't want it to get damaged, that's also. But the heta, so good for Mikoima, applies. So therefore, says the Gemara, since there's two pashas, there's something called muksa, where the thing about tzmusoi isn't shach to Shabbos, a stone, or something which is muksa, machsa, and kiss, the ismol, the mila knife, that, the second you have that, you have to drop it. Yes, we find there's a heta when it comes to klishmalach to l'issa, that's something which, it's a tilto, it's not bad tzmusoi muksa. Therefore, only by klishmalach to l'issa, says the Gemara, which you picked up a heta, you can carry on. But when you have something in your hand, like an ismol, yes, you did it beheta because you're allowed to do the mila, but afterwards you must drop it. So that's the biggest soy that we're taking out from the Gemara. The Gemara's learning there's two pashas in Hilchos Muksa. There's something which Ba'at Smusa is Muksa, a person's Makses Das from. There's other things a person's not Makses Das from because it's shaykh to other usages on Shabbos, but it's got Issa Tiltal because of Gezeiras Kelim. Good. So that was the two pashas. Next we discussed.
I think what you said just now was that a keli shemalach d'lesi is not back to your mind from, because there's a possibility of using it leheta.
Yeah.
So why don't you say the same about the ismal? The Rebald the Moil knows that there's a possibility of using it beheta tomorrow.
Yeah.
Therefore, he's not back to his das from that ismal on Friday.
Right. So you're asking specifically by because the milo
or any other situation where you know that. Hypothetically, you could use anything in the case of Pekuach Nefesh, for instance.
Right, yeah, but that's... I'll be a mouse with it. So when a regular Muksa Machson Kiss, you have it. A regular Muksa Machson Kiss, let's say the expensive camera, has no uses on Shabbos, because I won't use it for anything else. Right? So you're happy that there's a chiluk there between that and a Kishmat Lisa?
Yes.
Now, you're asking, in a case, let's say, let's go to your second question, a regular case where you have Pekuach Nefesh, you are Maxia Das, Punk something came up, right? Yeah, Punk needed to use this thing on Shabbos. You can't say as Shabbos came in, you never had Das, you're going
to
use this.
Everybody is Maxia the Das from a hammer, yeah? Just you happen to want to open a nut that you couldn't open
with
any other instrument. So you're using a hammer. How many times have you used a hammer to open a nut on Shabbos?
I haven't used a regular thing to open a nut.
But I say even people who eat nuts regularly,
right.
They never use hammer.
Yeah, it's good. So
a hammer is a tool.
Right, it's a tool. Yeah, fine. But it's something called a kli, which has other shemushim.
Yes.
Regular, right. Ordinarily not. We're going to discuss more later when you have something which has no shemush, which you never use. But all the, it has this, I'll use it. In fact, maybe a hammer, right. It's rare. Zichar rare. So I don't normally open that.
Use applies.
Yeah, good. So applies we're going to get to. Could be things which have no usage whatsoever. Other than that, even though it's Kishmat and Issa, might have that heta. We'll get to that in a moment. Not a moment, at the end. So we're talking about your Kurah Nefesh case. I think a person, as Shabbos comes in, he's not thinking about a random case that might turn up.
Okay.
Now, so you've got interesting Shaila now. When it comes to the Ismal, that you'd say the Kurah wasn't Max Madas, you could say it's Yesh La'ayin, because the emesis, when he's coming to do the Mila, so it's Tuchuya, which means there's an Issa in place and you're doing Mila. It happens to be he's going to use the Mila knife, but he knows he's doing it because he's got Heta, the Torah of Mila Bezmano. But Etzem, he is Maxes Das from usage of this Israel knife. Punkt, today, this Shabbos, he's going to be able to use it at least. I don't know if that means he's not maxed das. He just knows I can use it, but isser. I have a hetzer to use it as a
mock to this. Saying it depends how rare it is as to whether or not. Yeah. I think every moyle knows that in the course of a year he'll have a few milas on Shabbos.
Yeah, but every time he's doing it, really betzim, there's an isser, right? There's an isser muksa. He's just being metal to muksa. Doesn't stop it from being muksa.
It's not muksa for him.
It's not muksa for him. The truth is, if you look at the Ramah, the Lashon Ramah, I think, if I remember correctly, it was Mekel. And he seemed to say, for the Shabbos, it's not Muksa. It sounds a bit like Yisrael. Zichi can hear, though, that Be'etzem. Okay. So, again, so that's clear. So there's two separate parashas. The Sunday, which has Shach to Shemesh and Shabbos, that is Kishvat al Issa. Obviously, if it's Meyud for Imlech's Issa. That's got Gezeres Tultul, Gezeres Kenan, and then you've got something which that's Musa is Muksa. So then we discussed what exactly is the Heta of Sogum Koimo. The regular case is you find a hammer on the table, now you want to move it. So I need this Mokum. So because I can't eat that, so I take away the hammer and that'll be Mutsa. We asked three Shalas. One is if you have a case, we spoke about alarm clock. Now I just want to go over alarm clock just before we get into the shadow. So we were speaking about it afterwards, and I checked up, I made a mistake. When it comes to alarm clock, first of all, what I imagined when I thought about alarm clock, I wasn't thinking about a mechanical one. I'm a bit more modern. I only know about electrical ones. And also I was thinking more of a digital alarm clock, which you're using to, which you set, and it's not plugged in. So the emphasis is, I originally thought it was Klishmach to the Issa, because you have to do Issa for it to work. And I thought the Ikka Shemesh of it was to be used as an alarm, and you'd have to turn it on and off, which you're doing Issa. Again, I'm not talking about a mechanical one, because that's a different discussion, if maybe you could turn off a mechanical one. I'm talking about an electrical one with a digital screen. So I looked into it, and spoke to someone at Emesis, that it's more that alarm clock. Again, the case specifically we're talking about is an electrical digital alarm clock, which is not plugged in, which is battery powered. Would be a klishmach to leheta, because the ikki shemesh is, it's a clock. It has another use. And it's mevur, klishmach to leissa, it's only called leissa if the ikki shemesh is shel issa. If the ikki shemesh here is a clock, which apparently is, the ikki shemesh is to use as a clock, there's other uses you can have, then that won't be a problem.
Why don't dip into a battery
and... they're plugged in. So when it's plugged in,
battery
is muktzah. By itself. This is battery powered. I mean, you're asking about a regular battery.
The watch is not muxa.
Yes, I'm saying it's not a klishmach. So when it's plugged in, that might be different. But that could be a klishmach alissa if you have like a radio, one of those radios. Could be anyway, a radio would probably be klishmach alissa anyway. But if you had a clock which is plugged in, that might be different. That might be klishmach alissa. But one which is not plugged in. But so the shayla we discussed though was an alarm clock. If the person sets an alarm clock, so now I have to change the case. If you have again, the reason I. Let's say you have a classic phone like this, a rubbish phone, and you forgot, and you left the alarm clock on. And you have an alarm clock for every day of the week, and you left it on, and by mistake you forgot to put it off before Shabbos. Now it's going off at 6 o'clock in the morning, and it's disturbing everyone. Now, do I have the heter to take it out of the room, to move the phone out of the room? Would it be mutter now to take it away? Now again, I'm talking about legabe muksa, because there's another shayla, that's why I really tried to avoid it last time. When you move these phones, I don't know if this one does, but sometimes the signal, the bar on the signal can change, which might be a different problem. So I'm only talking with legabe hilchos muksa. So your alarm is going on Shabbos, can you move it out? Now, it's not the regular sofa koyma, because I don't need a place wherever the phone is, but what's going on over here? We said there is halacha, we know, when it comes to tashmish mitzvah, you can't have tefillin, the tefillin or kisvei hakodesh can't be in the same room. They need to have a double covering. So your person has in the room, tefillin, and he wants to take out the tefillin. Tefillin take on his klishmach to le'issa. Can I remove the tefillin? Again, here I don't need the tefillin. I don't need the place where the tefillin is. And we said yes from the Yad Yisachar that since the tefillin being there is a shter, is a disturbance to my shemesh in the room. I can't use the room for what I want to use it for. Therefore, I'd be able to remove the tefillin in that case. Therefore, who had then we set an alarm clock which was going off on the phone since. Though I don't need the actual space, the shetach, where the phone is, since it's disturbing my ability to have a usage in this room, sleep, therefore I'll be able to move it and take it out in that case. That was one simple case. We saw, simple code doesn't mean just specifically I need the place. So nafa is to stir my usage in the room, and by taking out, I would have a hetter. Then we added a new shayla. What happens if it's not really disturbing my usage in the room, but if you have a pen, let's say you have a hammer out on the worktop in the kitchen. Now I can use, I don't need to use that area, just it's not lunaim. It's not nice to have these things out on Shabbos. It's not covered Shabbos. So there I don't need the place, and it's not really disturbing my usage in the room. I can anywhere use it. What would be the case, what would be the din in that case? Is that called Sodom or Koma? Then we add in another, a third shayla, where you have remotes. Now remotes is Kishmat al-Issa, because something you turn on the air conditioning on and off with it. It's not Muksa Machsa and Kiss, because a person's not that careful about what he does with these things. He wouldn't be worried to use it for other usages, if you can find any. So that's a Kishmat al-Issa. Now, if I have it out, it's a very hot day, and it's out on the table, and I don't want the kids to take the remote, because if they take the remote, they're going to turn it off, yeah, or turn it down, and it's not going to be good. Now, over here, we have an interesting shayla. I want to take the Kishmat al-Issa. I don't need the mokum where the thing is, right? I don't need the place the remote is. It being there is not a disturbance. It's not a disturbance to my usage of the room. Therefore, I don't have that, what we discussed. It's not like the head of the alarm clock. But, Masad Sheni, the Issa by Kishmat al-Issa is when you're doing Mechamal itself, which means you're doing it to protect the Kli itself, to stop it getting damaged. That's the Issa. Here, if I want to remove the remote and take it away so a kid doesn't take it, I'm not doing it for the remote, I'm doing it for me. Chora, that maybe should be like Sogufu Somekoimoi. Sogufu Mekoimoi is when I have a need and I'm using it for my need. I need the place, or I need it for another Melech's Heta. Mechamel itself, the Issa, by Kishmat and Issa, is when I'm doing it to protect the Kli. It's not to protect the Kli. So Ma'adino in that case. So, the Maisa, we brought that Rufalk learned that the Heta of So Gufo So Mekoimo, the Etzem, are just examples of a Soch Shabbos, which means like this. When Chazal asked a tiltal of a Kishmat and Issa, what were they asking? They were asking a tiltal, a movement, which wasn't for the sake of Shabbos. You want to move a tiltal something, Kishmat al-Issa, you're moving it. So obviously to hit a nail, obviously it's going to be awesome because you're doing a lot. But to take it, let's say it's outside, you don't want it to get damaged. Why are you moving it? You're using it for the hammer, for the sake of the hammer. That's got nothing to do with Shabbos. You want to do it on Shabbos, but it's nothing. It's not a tiltal of Soruch Shabbos, it's got nothing to do with Shabbos. So for the Asad Tiltulim, movements of Kalim, which has nothing to do with Shabbos, which is not the Tzoruch Shabbos. So Gufoy, so Mekoimoy, says Rufalk, are just examples of when the Tiltul, when the movement is the Tzoruch Shabbos, as opposed to Tzoruch Chol. If you're moving a hammer, Mechamel itself, from outside to inside, so it doesn't get too hot, or so it doesn't get damaged, that's for the sake of Chol, that's for the hammer, that's for the Kli. But Kol Zman, you're taking it for usage shel Heta, or for the space, that's a tiltal of the Tzoruch Shabbos. And that says Rufalk is going to be Mutter in that case. As long as the tiltal, so good some coin, but Etzel, according to him, is just examples where the movement is the Tzoruch Shabbos. Therefore, getting back to the Shaila, those two cases, when you have a pen out, you have a hammer out, according to Rufalk at least, should be Mutter. Because as long as I'm moving the pen, though I don't need the Mokum. And it's not, I can still use this place with the pen here, the hammer out. Since I'm doing it the Tzoruch Shabbos, so it should be look in covered Shabbos, then it's going to be mutter in that case, says Rufalk. And the Chora, who I did in the third case, which we discussed, the remote control. We said the remote control, you're removing it so the kid doesn't take it, but it's not really, I don't need the mokum. I'm taking it at Tzoruch Shabbos. I'm being metal to this remote so someone doesn't turn off the air conditioning. And therefore, that would be tiltal the Tzoruch Shabbos. So that's how Rufalk now. We said the Maisa, the Al Cholkim, and Ramoshe Feinstein, for example, holds no. The Heter so Gufo so Mekoyim is limited. These are the Heterim. These are the Tiltulim Shor Shabbos, which Chazal will matter. Anything else is Osa. So if it doesn't fall into that category, if it's not so Gufo, it's not so Mekoyim, then it's going to be Osa in that case. So therefore, a pen, which is out according to Moshe, is going to be Osa. So that was the second thing you want to discuss today, the Heter, so Mekoimo. So we saw, first of all, that it's not just I need the Shetach, I need the surface. It's enough that this thing being here is a disturbance to my ability to use the place. Therefore, tefillin, you'll be able to move. Alarm can't be able to move. Another good example is a fan. A fan which is on, which is pointed towards you. A fan which is plugged in. And it's uncomfortable because you're cold. Now, can I move that fan because it's too cold for me? Yes, because the fan being there, though I don't need the place, the shetach, the surface, where the fan is, but it's a disturbance to my usage in the mokum. I'm too cold to. Therefore, you can move the fan in that case because of the heter so
mokum. Yeshivas, you used to move the clip-on lights.
What's the clip-on light?
Clip-on bulbs.
You mean the Shabbos lights?
Yeah. Instead of turning it off, no, poor Shabbos lights. Instead of turning them off, you have to clip them inside the cupboard and close the door.
Oh, really? Okay, I don't know. Okay.
So you were saying, even according to Ramosha Fan,
that's a cool thing.
You can move the tefillin and the fan.
Yeah, that's a cool thing. Why? Because Soma Kohen means I want to use the Mokum.
Yeah.
And this being here is a disturbance means to be used the Mokum. If I have a fan blowing on me and it's freezing cold, I can't be here.
So it's the Mokum where I'm here, not the Mokum where the
fan is. It's the Mokum. Yeah, yeah. It's my mokum, yeah. The mokum, the room you're in, I can't have a usage in this room.
So why can't I say the same with the pen?
So by pen, so that was the next case, the pen. Now, this is where we have a machloikus. The pen, I can use this place, right? We're not talking again, we're talking about a pen is out on the, I don't know, let's say on the sofa. You can sit there, right? You can definitely sit on the table, right? It's not a disturbance. Or sit tall out in the kitchen, I can definitely use this place. It's just, I don't like it. It's not very nice, right? It's not Shabbos, the guests may be coming. That I can use the place, not really shter. The only heter there would be if you hold that the heter is, as long as it's tilted to Shabbos, this will be tilted to Shabbos. If you hold and need the heter specifically, so good for some koimo, then it would be awesome in that case. And then who are the environments? Now, just the last thing to squeeze in, try and squeeze it in. Once when you have a case, where you have, as we said, at least in Shulchan Aruch, you only have the heter so good for some koimo by kli shmelach del issa, again, which is a kli, which roiv its usage is for melechas et issa. Ma dinoi, if we discussed this a bit, like you said, plies before, if you have a kli shmelach del issa which has no usage really, other than its usage, plies, I've got a list, a drill, an iron, there's no usage, what are you going to do with it other than the issa? There's nothing else to do with it. A razor, a rubber, a scale, a calculator, a battery, toaster, sifter, come, electric mixer, sandpaper, all these things have no other usage other than that. A very good example is electricals which are off. A fan which is off has no usage. Many electricals, when it's off, a Shabbos comes in, there's nothing to do with it. So, Ma'adim in that case. So there's a Sugin Shabbos. There's a Sugin Shabbos in Kufnan Dalad on my base. It says over there, Omer Afuna, Hoyse Behema Tuna Knezuchun. You have a Behema which is loaded, that Shabbos comes in with kli zechuchis, with glass equipment. And the Gemara explains, we're talking about karni to umni, which means the lancet, the instrument used by bloodletters to take blood out, some sort of poking thing which makes the hole like an injection, take the blood out. That is a kli, that's going to be muks on Shabbos. So says Rav Huna, you have a behemoth loaded up, now what can you do? Says Rav Huna, you bring pillows and cushions, put it underneath, so you have a behemoth here, you put pillows and cushions over here, then you can matter the chavolin, because there's ropes around the load. Once you undo the ropes, the load will fall, and because you put pillows and cushions there, everything won't break. Yeah, so that's the case. You have something which is mux on top, and basically you can undo the ropes, as long, once you undo the ropes, it'll fall down onto the pillows and cushions which you put there. Ask Morakasha, how could you do that? That's Bitzel Kli Mechonoi. What's Bitzel Kli Mechonoi? Bitzel Kli Mechonoi means you have a Kli which could have been used, has a usage on Shabbos, pillars and cushions could use on Shabbos. Now you've taken it away from its Hachonoi, you can't use it now. Because now you have a Dover which is Muksa on top and you can't use it. So that's called Bitzel Kli Mechonoi, that's Osa, to take a Kli which is Huchen, Muchen for Shabbos and take it away from its Hachonoi for Shabbos. That's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara goes on. Ask the Balmor Akasha, Ich verstehe, says the Balmor. When the Dover Muksa falls on it, yeah, when the Dover Muksa falls on the pillars and cushions, that's not Bitzel Kli Mechonoi. He says, the second I need the pillars and cushions, I can take it off. So Mekoyma will be Mutter. These things, Karen Umni, we're saying a Muksa, I can take it off. So Mekoyma. So where's the Bitzel Kli Mechonoi? Bitzel Kli Mechonoi means I'm taking away this thing from usage on Shabbos. I haven't. I can get the pillars and cushions the second I need it because I have the Heter. So, on that, for the Balmor, a grace side. He says, that karnid umnim, they're disgusting. And therefore, again, we're talking, karnid umnim means the things where they used to get the blood out of a person's body, blood lettuce use. They're disgusting, they've been used. That's what the Gemara is talking about. They have no other usage on Shabbos. You're not going to use it at all. Says the Baal Ma'or, if you have no other usage, so kufoy, you don't have the head to serve Mekoyma. Since it's not chosi for anything, so now you can't even have the head to serve Mekoyma. So it's coming out of the Baal Ma'or, and those who want to learn from this Baal Ma'or. The second you have a kli, which has no usage on Shabbos, like Karen Lumi, which we're seeing many examples over here, pliers, a razor, electric mixer, all these things, they have no usage on Shabbos. Since they have no use on Shabbos, they're now just as bad as every other thing which is mukzah. It's a zoivi and evan. It's a stone, it has no usage on Shabbos. If it has no usage on Shabbos, maybe now it's going to be mukzah gemurah. And if it's mukzah gemurah, we're going to have the heta, a sorg mekoimai. And taka, that's how the Ocha Shulchan goes. The Ocha Shulchan says that there are certain things which, though it's melachta le'issa, therefore you'd assume without the heta, sorg gufa, sorg mekoimai, since it has no other usage, can't use it for anything else, that would have been also, it's muksa gemura. This is Loshana and Risha and Tess, the beginning of Risha and Tess, it's muksa gemura, and therefore it's going to be also. That's also how the Chazon Ish goes. The Chazon Ish says, in as much that has no heter, so gufoy, because you can't have any usage, then others mux is dasamit, therefore now you have no longer have the heter, so mekoimet.
Tefillin on the room,
the emes is, first of all, it could be in Kishvata le heter. The emes is, you could wear tefillin. Okay. You could wear tefillin, it's not a shame mitzvah. Yeah. So, now, we're saying like this. So, you saw it from Balaam Oil, at which the Chazon Ish and the Aruch Shulchan, among other Achronim, other Poskim are learning, that there's a klish matel issa which has no usage other than its main usage, which is Osa, would not have the head of Soh Mekoyme. Now, let's just add, there is a cholik on that. There's the Rashba on the Sugi over there. The Rashba says, no. Going back to the Sugi, he says, Balamo, you're not right. Just because you lose the heter so gufo, you still are about to have the heter so mekoimo. How are we going to work out the sugya? So there the Rashba says what he says. So you see from the Rashba, even though you have no other usage in the kli, you still have the heter so mekoimo, which would mean that if you have these examples of vacuum cleaner, drill, all these things which have no use in Shabbos, you according to him, there are those who want to learn, according to this Rashba, you would have the heter of mekoimo. So again, so just get this clear. There's a machloikus achroinim. And Rishonim, and they want to learn that from Rishonim. If you have a kli shmelachta le'issa, which has no usage whatsoever, other than Sha'issa, therefore, there's a sad to say, it's muksa gemura, I've got no usage on Shabbos, it's azoybi an evan, like an evan now, that I wouldn't have a heter so mekoma, over yesh cholkun. Now I'll just say, finish off with one interesting thing, where everyone's going to agree in this case. If you have a fan, we say electrical's off, Erev Shabbos, the fan Erev Shabbos is off. Now if it's off, what usage are you going to have it on Shabbos? Nothing. So, machlokes, if you hold kol zman you have no other shimush, it's also be awesome so mekoimo. Oba, if you hold that even there you have heter, it'd be mutter. Madina, when it's off, but on a Shabbos clock, on a timer, and it's going to come on over Shabbos. Would the machmirim be maker on this case? Again, this machmir hold, if you have no heter, so gufo, you have no usage, it's also in gansen, it's mukse now. There's no heter, so mekoimo. Madina, if it's on a timer. So, though we normally say Shabbos comes in, there's something called Migud Iskasoi. Since at the beginning of Shabbos, all those maxes das from it, therefore the rest of Shabbos is out. It's out. Since it began Shabbos, also it's going to be also for the rest of Shabbos. Oh, but over here, Chor is different. If you have a fan which is off Erev Shabbos, which again, according to the Machmirim, we're going to have a head to swim with Koimo. In as much that it's on a timer, you can't tell me I'm maxing my das, the fan's going to come on over Shabbos. I'm not marked my das, I've set it to come on over Shabbos. And I'm going to, therefore, it has a shimush on Shabbos because it can cool me down, etc. And therefore, even the machmirin in that case by the fan, as in as much when you have no shimush heter, if you have it on a timer, even if it's off in bin hashmosh as Shabbos comes in, chayr be mutter in that case to move it. So, kufoy, so mekoimoy, let's say, for example, again, if the fan's on you and you're uncomfortable, you'll be able to move it out, even though Shabbos came in, it was off.
Sure.